Milwaukee Water Commons in Milwaukee. They would like $6,000. And Marcella, you are the first reviewer.
All right. Milwaukee Water Commons is based in Milwaukee, and it's a nonprofit organization in the Milwaukee Environmental Consortium, which is a cross-city community water network that fosters connection, collaboration, and leadership on behalf of Milwaukee's waters. They are seeking $6,000 level of support for expanded arts curriculum for water school for 2019-2020 with a program budget of $97,270. $6,000 would go to cover artistic artists in residence, as well as three of the five artist stipends at $1,000 apiece, and remaining operating expenses of $600. The one thing that stood out to me in this proposal is the high caliber of artists that are selected, which brings a good mix of community organizations into the project. As far as the organization finance management, most of the budget is already covered by foundation support. And community is very respects this organization on many levels, and they have a proven track record of successful community partnerships. And their evaluation metrics is emerging methods with a mix of tools.
Would you mind giving a qualitative comment on their evaluation metrics? I mean, do you feel that that's strong? Do you feel that
it's a good mix.
Tony, second reviewer.
So this each project includes three components. They have a physical water infrastructure component, an educational component that they designed to engage at least 25 community members, and a standalone visual art piece. I thought that they are changing their budget. They made a note about their budget figures are for the Milwaukee Water Commons, but the Milwaukee Environmental Consortium is transitioning to an independent 501c3, so it kind of, I'm not sure how that financial picture will actually look when everything shakes out over the next year or two. But they have great partnerships, a lot of community involvement with an emphasis on diversity. I was also impressed with the evaluation tools that they use. They have a multitude of them.
Any other discussion? Are you done?
Only thing is, and I wish they would be a little more concise in their grant writing.
Other discussion?
Was sort of surprised that in time, so I was looking to see something from some of their partners. Oops, am I talking over someone?
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm just surprised that there didn't seem to be any contribution from any of the partners. There's plenty of revenue streams from foundations and stuff, but what about the partners? If they're that engaged? I was sort of expecting that. And I'd also wish for examples of just how clearly they've been doing this over time, and I think it's awesome what they've been doing. They've talked in a couple of places about how local people have been empowered and people are taking leadership into their own communities and so forth, and I would have just loved a little bit more specificity in that evaluation section of the difference that they really feel that they've made. But I do believe that the artists are really wonderful, and I guess the other evaluation question it was in my head, and given how they started by defining their community and describing it, whether people of color are starting to feel like the lakefront is their own as a result of all of this and the curriculum that they've developed.
Anyone else?
So just to add on that, I also thought that it would be great if they could, you know, align all those community partners. Because of my relationship with groups that have been working, addressing issues about, you know, issues like you know, community segregation in Milwaukee and everything, everyone has encountered many walls trying to put forward initiatives such as this, because it's a community that's not only segregated. Organizations that work with communities have very divided. Sometimes they compete. Mm-hmm. And they mention that they have earned the trust of Milwaukee's diverse community, which I think is a grandeur claim. But I don't think you can really pull it off unless you have a close relationship with those neighborhood organizations. And I just don't, they don't seem to mention, you know, an extensive list of people that have been working to build those relationships. You know, how long does it took them to build those, you know, deep connections to communities? And I know a lot of people has been, it takes years before you can move the project forward in a city like Milwaukee. But I don't live there, maybe.
That's true.
Would it have been helpful to have had a list of the organizations that they're talking about as one of their support materials?
Yeah.
Kind of laying that out? What else would have been helpful to convince you that, in fact, they're talking about it on that level?
Yeah. Maybe some snapshots of, you know, what the kind of work they've done with each organization, mm-hmm. you know. And it's like, I'm just bringing this because you know, we are a statewide organization, just like the Art Board. I don't do anything unless I have someone who has the keys to a community, you know, someone that really has the trust. So if you ask me, you know, how you don't work in Kenosha, I can outline, this is who I work with, and this is how. So, and I'm not saying they didn't. I think they might, but it would have been great to have that, you know, outline it in the grant. So maybe that could be just a suggestion to add.
Agreed, and I would have looked for just a statement in the in-kind, something committed from the partners that would tell me something.
And to that point as well, they didn't take the opportunity to use the optional support materials to have letters. So that could have made a stronger case as well.
Mm-hmm.